This is Ozarks at Large. The Arkansas Department of Agriculture is urging hoofed animal owners to comply with animal movement restrictions issued in response to the discovery of a virus in Benton County. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda has more.
Officials have confirmed vesicular stomatitis virus, or VSV, infection in three horses in Benton County. Arkansas State Veterinarian Randolph Chick says the virus primarily affects hoofed animals like cattle, sheep, goats, swine, and horses.
Generally, it's little blisters or disruptions of the skin on the tongue and in the linings of the mouth. And it can be located above the hoof line, which can cause some lameness in animals. And sometimes affects the prepuce or vulva or rectal regions of the animal, and that's uncommon. Very often you see on the inside of the ears on animals because it's primarily caused by fly bites. That's what causes it to be transmitted. So those lesions tend to appear in those areas where flies will be attracted.
To prevent the spread of the virus, livestock that's being moved must be inspected in the affected county as well as those in adjacent counties.
The requirement is that if you're going to move an animal off a premise, that animal should be examined by an accredited veterinarian and attested to whether they're free of lesions, which is the only way we can really detect. So they're looking for minor ulcers anywhere on the body of these animals. Again, the irritation in the ears or evidence of any kind of fly bite and the lesions along the hoof lines also. So if they don't see that, generally we allow that animal can move for 5 days before they need to be re-examined.
Movement restrictions in Arkansas apply to Benton, Carroll, Madison, and Washington counties. Chick says Crawford County is also affected by the restriction because it's adjacent to an Oklahoma county that has had a positive case of the virus. According to the Arkansas Department of Agriculture, since this outbreak was detected on April 13th of this year, VSV has been identified at 267 locations in 8 states. Equine was the only species affected on 256 properties. Cattle were affected on 10, and one property had both equine and cattle demonstrate lesions. The Arkansas Department of Agriculture issued an alert and implemented animal movement restrictions after federal confirmation of the VSV infection on July 27th. Chick says there's usually some instance of the virus in North America every year.
Typically, it's in around the foothills of the Rockies. Occasionally, it'll spread further into the Midwest. The last couple of years have not been particularly major instances. This one's one of the biggest outbreaks. I think previous to this, 2015 was a significant year for the problem.
Generally, the virus is not deadly on its own, but it can lead to conditions that can be fatal.
Vesicular stomatitis in itself and a healthy animal is basically a nuisance. I mean, it can impact animals different ways based on their reaction to the disease, much like people. You know, some people really get whacked by the flu, and other people have a headache or sniffle for a couple of days and they're done. So animals have similar reactions to those things. But in debilitated animals, chronically diseased, the older animals, they generally, because of the extension of the lesions, they don't want to eat or drink. So secondary to that, they could be pretty heavily impacted by it. Could result in mortality. The disease by itself, uncommon. Secondary complications could lead to a greater instance of impact or disease, or mortality.
Arkansas State Veterinarian Randolph Chick says fly control is the biggest opportunity for disease prevention. If you think an animal has contracted the virus, you can contact your local veterinarian for an assessment. More information about VSV and current movement restrictions can be found at the Arkansas Department of Agriculture's website, agriculture.arkansas.gov. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.